Hello, Saints. So today I'm going to bring you a topic that came to mind at a preach today at a food fest in a park. I drove around the park, saw a dog park, and I saw a lot of people bringing their pets to the festival. And a verse came to mind, Romans 1:25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So my topic today is creature or creator. And pet idolatry is one of the most prevalent sins in the American culture. I used to be deeply ensconced in this sin as a professing Lutheran, giving more attention and thought to a dog than my professed first love, Jesus Christ. Revelation 2:4-5. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. This is a sin, as the creature is exalted to a place of honor above the Lord in a man's mind. A four-footed beast receives constant love and affection. The Lord, in most professing Christians' lives, receives an hour on Sunday. This is an inordinate affection of that which is vain and returning to dust. Colossians 3:5-7. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. That word inordinate affection, pathos in the Greek, properly suffering, that is subjectively a passion, especially concupiscence. That suffering really stuck out to me. Many times men and women suffer more in their minds for their pet rather than fearing and trembling the Lord whose blood they're trampling. Hebrews 10:28-29. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace? So test your fruit, your friend's fruit, your family's fruit, if they claim to be of Christ. Are they living for the incorruptible Word of God, the Savior of the world? Or a fleshly animal that loves you for their food and shelter's sake. Mark 13:31. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So that was just a topic I wanted to bring to mind today. It's a very prevalent sin in the American culture and the Western culture at large, this idea of pets showing constant affection, constant care, and your pets are always on your mind when you're in your homes or out at work or whatever it might be. They become gods in people's lives. They absorb so much of a person's mind that it literally takes the place of God. So I want you to test yourself, neighbor. Test your friends, your family, those that profess to be in Christ, that profess to follow after Christ. Have they gotten rid of those idols in their life? Have they lost that part of their life? It's a very prevalent thing. So make sure you're in the truth of God today. I hope you have a good rest of your day, wherever you are, night or day, and God be praised.